Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood San Marco 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Santa Cecilia in downtown Sao Paulo has seen an influx of restaurants, bars and bricks and mortar retail, spearheaded by Brazilian entrepreneurs eager to improve the neighbourhood. The area is nestled between towering apartment blocks in upscale Higienopolis to one side, and the grittier historical old town to the other, that is lined with monuments to modernism. Our Latin America affairs correspondent Lucinda Elliott gives us a tour of business owners leading the culinary changes to this inner city district.
On a busy street corner, under the cool canopies of Tipuana trees, the smell of coffee beans mingles between low-lying houses and brightly coloured chapels. It was here, in Santa Cecilia, at the turn of the last century, where coffee barons and cattle ranchers from the interior of São Paulo state first established their city outposts. The neighbourhood has a history with the agricultural heartland of Brazil. Isoé Café brews fresh coffee beans cultivated on a family-run farm in the fertile Mococa region. The roaster's shop sits on Barão de Tatuí Street, named after a wealthy landowner who founded the Bank of São Paulo, and that today is a street buzzing with new places to shop and dine. The café is a welcome morning stop-off point for any visitor. Sip on Café Coado, where the dark coffee liquid is poured off and collected into a ceramic cup, best accompanied with a slice of spongy vanilla cake or a freshly baked pastry. The latest generation driving Santa Cecilia's revival are prioritising a village-like atmosphere. Despite being so close to the grittier downtown, or Centro, that itself is undergoing a much-needed spruce-up, the old supply shops, building stores, laundrettes and canteens can still be found between the newcomers. In São Paulo, there's been a push to give the megacity a human scale that's strongly reflected here. Next door to the coffee shop is Beef Passion, another family-run business. They sell Brazil's first sustainably certified beef, recognised by the Rainforest Alliance, and host regular dining events. Owner Amalia, who restored the former convent to create the butcher and dining space, explains a little about the concept.
They don't come here just to buy a beef. They come here to buy a concept. All the sustainability we have, all the difference we have with the farmers, so the family history, because my father started as a butcher when he was just 13 years old. So we grew up in a farm, so we are very close to the Santa Cecilia spirit, for example. Mm. And people who comes here not just come to buy a beef, they come to buy the concept. So when people today, I think they are very conscient about what they make or what they eat.
Walking further up Tatuí Street is Kraut. This German-inspired diner is run by couple Guilherme and Lillian Barella, who were drawn to the area's lower rents and community atmosphere. Customers sit at Scandinavian-style wooden tables, sampling traditional sausage currywursts at lunch, and Steinheiger twists on classic cocktails like the Caipirinha come sundown. Guilherme, who admits he doesn't have any history with Germany, only a huge admiration for its culture, explains how they've had to adapt the menu to suit local tastes.
Today people travel a lot. They have got to know other cuisines, and they have a more open mind when they travel. But that tends to subside when they get home. For example, when we first started serving the currywurst, it was very spicy. Some Germans came to try it, young people, who said it was perfect, like Berlin. But the vast majority said it was far too hot to eat, so we started to reduce the spice. Of course the Germans weren't so happy. We've had to adapt to our public, to the majority.
For Kraut, it's about appealing to those living nearby. There's been an influx of creatives, architects, garden designers and shopkeepers. Offering something affordable is key. The drinks menu starts at just 18 reais, around £3, with plates for sharing from 17. Across the street, Cerveja Granel sells Brazilian brewed beer served almost like a petrol station, charged by the milliliter. Many of their customers head up to Rota do Acarajé for a late lunch after trying out a selection of IPAs. Acarajé is the name for a deep-fried ball of mashed beans, stuffed with cashew nuts, dried prawns and topped off with peppery palm oil. It's a traditional street food dish from the northeastern region of Bahia. Among Brazilians, Bahia is well known for its food that was lifted straight from West Africa. Many generations of Bahians have come to São Paulo to work. More than just a dish, acarajé is also a religious offering to the gods, giving a flavour of the African-rooted religion of Candomblé that originated in Brazil and permeates urban life. At this restaurant that crosses over onto the other side of the street due to popular demand, customers can test run a whole list of northeastern delicacies. For those with a sweet tooth, try the cocada, a shredded coconut and egg sweet that's oven-baked, topped off with almonds. For afternoon tea, head to the neighbourhood's new cover, Galpão Jardim Secreto. This cleverly refurbished covered market is a welcome spot to escape the heat of downtown. Browse through dozens of handcrafted gifts, then order an iced tea or treat yourself to a gooey banana vegan cookie at the entrance cafe, among the leafy palms. It's at night when Santa Cecilia really comes into its own, a melting pot between upscale city slickers who want to discover a livelier, beating culture, but with great food and cocktails. Caracol is where the In the Know Paulistanos mingle till the early hours. DJ Milos Kaiser, one of the four owners from the beachside city of Rio, explains the concept from behind their sweeping red marble bar.
The idea of the bar came when I was traveling in Europe. I was DJing and I played at this bar called Brilliant Corners, and I met the owners. And back then they had this idea of expanding the whole concept, which is like having good food, nice cocktails, and hi-fi audio systems.
Chef Rafael has designed the menu at Caracol around different cuisines and cultures found in São Paulo.
As we work with music and drinks from the whole world, it's a big thing for us to introduce a little bit of different cultures.
Brazilian business owners, with social responsibility and sustainability at their heart, are leading the changes to this inner city neighbourhood of São Paulo, and with them, greater conversation about how best to revive an area. For Monocle, in Santa Cecilia, I'm Lucinda Elliott.
This has been episode number 151 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Lucinda for today's tour in São Paulo. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.